You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Wandy Adedeji, the CEO of Vincenzo Leather. Vincenzo Leather is an online leather handbags and footwear company located in Houston, Texas, site of Super Bowl 51. Wandy founded Vincenzo Leather as a stay-at-home mom. Wandy, thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
And certainly it is our pleasure to have you and looking forward to hearing more about the company. So tell us a little bit about your brand, Vincenzo Leather, for starters, and is this an Italian brand?
You know what, Eric? That is a question we get asked a lot. And of course, for very good reason. The company started, when the company started a few years ago, we were very intentional about the name. We wanted a name that created a sense of mystery, curiosity among our potential customers, while at the same time signifying excellence. We wanted a name that told a story about who we really are, something that definitely embraced our philosophy. We believe a name should, more than anything else, capture our value to our customers. Vincenzo Leather is all about elegance, craftsmanship, quality, and confidence. The name Vincenzo Leather projects all of these elements and that are key to our vision, mission, and value proposition. It is true that we draw a lot of inspiration from Italian designs. However, we are definitely not an Italian brand. I call us a timeless brand known for handcrafted elegance. We're in the business of crafting elegance with our products, helping our customers project energy, confidence, and a sense of style. We are mainly an online business, and as such, majority of our sales is through our own website, vincenzoleather.com, and other retail online stores. As more customers are moving online, we are definitely positioning ourselves to better reach those customers and serve their needs. We are increasing our online channel, so you can definitely look us up at vincenzoleather.com.
Now, there are tons of handbag designers. How is Vincenzo Leather able to stay relevant within the online space?
Well, you are right. The online space is very competitive and very cutthroat. To be reasonable, no one could handle all of the business online. That is way more than anyone could ever handle. But knowing your capacity and knowing your strength is very important in growing in the online space. How unique is your product offering? Are you moving with the trend without taking into cognizance adding value and product differentiation? These questions and the Vincenzo Leather answers are the reasons we have been able to break the startup barrier. At Vincenzo Leather, we take pride in the painful process of designing our handbags. We take into consideration our end users in all our design process. Determining what appeals to this customer is key to success in any business. We know that the market trends are, but we insist on creating a timeless piece. We want our customers to carry on with our products with pride all season long for years to come. Retail is generally a tough business to be with, as we all can attest. Fashion retailing is even much more challenging, with a plethora of brands to choose from, excess supply for the same level of demand, changing consumer behavior, and much more is what most retailers have to deal with. New brands will find it challenging to grow their brand in such a marketplace. However, the approach we take to handle all of this is to take a step back, pretend competition does not exist. We evaluate our value proposition in terms of quality, style, functionality, and of course, price. We believe there's a segment of the market that appreciates this value proposition, and we market to these customers. We essentially have to create a blue ocean for ourselves and make competition irrelevant.
Also, in the highly competitive online space, how easy has it been to obtain and retain customers?
Well, Eric, I must tell you, it's not easy at all, but it's absolutely doable. Like I said earlier, businesses need to be in an environment where their customers shop. That is true. To stand out from other businesses, you would need to engage with your customers regularly. And you can do this by content management, email, newsletters, social media strategy, creating videos, blogging. using CRM tools and other reporting tools, pretty much you have to be able to analyze your sales the way it starts to tell a story about the product your customers want and what season on the product. This will help determine what appeals to your audience. Above all else, providing top-notch customer service goes a long way in getting repeat customers.
You guys are certainly doing an awesome job in all regards today. We are visiting with Wandi Adedeji, the CEO at Vicenzo Leather, an online leather handbags and footwear company based in Houston, Texas, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at E-Podcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, so which is better, Wandi, setting up an online store or a brick-and-mortar store?
You know, it makes absolute sense to be where your customers are. I think that is pretty much the answer to that question, because it depends. Business owners have to be positioned where their customers shop for their product and be where they can easily be seen, whether online or in-store. Increasingly, we hear news about top departmental stores like Macy's, Kohl's, and Sears facing declining revenues and having to close down hundreds of stores. This shows us that consumers are consistently and easily moving their transactions online. But this does not discredit the relevance of brick and mortar stores in any way, but it allows us to appreciate the shift in culture. With the advancement of technology and tech gadgets currently at our disposal, shopping online is easier than ever before. To make things even more interesting, most major sites would offer their customers free shipping and free returns. Convenience has quickly become the key to shopping.
It certainly has. I agree with that. Now, lastly, what advice would you have to offer someone interested in starting their online business?
Yeah, top on my list, my best advice for anyone looking to start an online business is just never give up. You know, you can modify and fine-tune ideas to where it starts to make sense, where you can change ideas to where it starts to meet with the needs of your customers. But we're going to face obstacles on the way in the form of financing, sourcing, design, uniqueness, and would even question if there is an online market for your idea. But if you persevere and believe in what you're doing, ultimately it works out in the end. Also, just take time to understand your market and what appeals to them. An understanding of your market leads to increased sales, definitely. Overall, as an entrepreneur, you must be willing to fail quickly and learn from your mistakes. Once you find something that works, I say run with it.
Wandi, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and I really think the brand Vicenzo Leather is certainly appealing to the eye without a question. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and shop Vicenzo Leather.
Oh, we are definitely on our website, www.vicenzoleather.com, and we're definitely, you can find us on most of the top retail outlets, overstock.com, ebags.com, amazon.com.
Well, Wandi, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to having you back on the show with an update right here on E-Commerce Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
We have been speaking with Wandi Adedeji, the CEO at Vicenzo Leather, an online leather handbags and footwear company located in Houston, Texas. And for more information and a shop, visit VicenzoLeather.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.